Later we'll have a separate.
Oh, okay.
And what is your name?
Michaela.
Can you please spell that for me?
M-I-C-H-A-E-L-A.
And do you consent to this recording?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So can you tell me a little bit like what you guys are doing here at the center, particularly because I see you have a garden here and the play area. So can you tell me like how that incorporates to like the curriculum here?
Well, it was a natural progression of their interest in things that were growing. We started with a walk to the woods that were nearby, and we were looking at the spring onions that were growing in the woods. And so that we like to follow the child's interest at our center and in our classrooms in particular. And so we kind of follow that thread. And so that as spring came, we started talking about things that grow and how things change. And so we started thinking about our seeds and things that are growing in our garden beds, and we kind of just developed our interest that way.
And I noticed earlier while we were waiting for our other colleagues that you were singing, you know, the Purple Stew song, which is, you know, my favorite song. It brought me back. So do you like incorporate those kind of like play things as well to get them thinking about food, or is that was just something that, you know, something, I don't know about one off, but you know, when you're doing this,
we do have a lot of discussions about food, and we do talk about food quite a bit in a lot of our stories that we read, the books that we have. In particular, we try to bring a social justice aspect in, like, into our classroom about it as well. So while we do sing songs about purple stew, and we will sing songs about icky sticky bubblegum, like, we always bring it back to like, what does this mean as our community, and like, what can we, how do we enjoy food as a community, and how we can come together to do all these things, like sing a song about a purple stew, and how we can come together as a community to create a garden to grow those things to put into the stew. So that's what we're kind of touching on.
And can you talk a little bit more about the community aspect? I mean, do you see, like, with some of these kids that come here, like, do they come from food resource areas? Do they have, do they live nearby food deserts? So, like, you talk about like, how the community, you know, outside of this play area, you know?
Yeah, I think a lot of our children do come from areas that have a lot of food resources that are rich in those. But we, you know, we talk about different ways that through the stories that we share at our group times, and like the books that we read, they're getting a little bit more of a broader view as to like how, you know, not everyone can go to the grocery store. Not everyone can do all, like, to get there, buy a car with their family. Sometimes we take the bus. Sometimes we walk. I walked to the grocery store. So we're trying to broaden their view of the community around them and how we can come together. We read Saturday at the Food Pantry, and we had a lot of questions about, you know, embarrassment and things, and but how great, like, we can come together as a community and like build these resources together.
And where do you get your food at?
Where do I get my food at? Usually Trader Joe's or Metro Market. I can walk to Metro Market, so that's pretty close by for me. But yeah.
And you know, with the theme of the garden. What's your dream garden?
My dream garden? Oh my goodness, it would have a lot of tomatoes. Lots of tomatoes in my dream garden. A lot more herbs. And for this garden out here, we are still working on it. We were closed for a week, and so not everything made it through the week. So we're trying to bring things back. And it was a really great lesson with our kids to, you know, learn about the, you know, the successes and failures of gardens and how they grow and how the ways we take care of our garden is similar to the ways we take care of each other. You know, we tend to it, we nurture it, and, you know, we're very kind and gentle with it. So
I really like that, you know, how you're, you know, bringing those kind of connections together, you know, how you treat your garden is how you treat one another and everything. And just looking at your garden here, and as well as what you talked about earlier, you say you have chives here, you said rosemary, sage. Why these particular foods, or did you let the kids pick the seed packets, like, go?
We like doing a lot of herbs, a lot of things they can because children, especially in our classroom, they like things pretty instantaneous. They want to be able to see and like smell things quickly. So we thought about things we could add to our garden that would not take too much time to grow. And so we did get a few starters, but the chives, they love, it's their senses, like the taste and the smell and something that's really tangible to what they can see and taste. And they get very excited.
Did you, were the kids like hesitant to like even participate in the garden, or was it like, yay, we get to be outside? Yeah.
It comes and goes. We'll have a few children who are initially excited, but once they see the watering cans and understand there's the water involved and it's a whole sensory process. But then once they see someone eating and trying something, they really enjoy the fact that, and we also notice as teachers that children love to experience things that they've grown and contributed to. And so they will get really interested in the taste and smelling, and they get more interested in the garden if they've contributed to it, for sure.
And is this a long-term thing, or is this only for like this cohort of kids, or what's the plan with them?
We are hoping to make it last through the fall. We're planting some pumpkin seeds right now. We're kind of we just began that process. We're maybe a few weeks behind, but we're hoping that the pumpkins can grow into the fall, and that can be a part of our learning in the fall, because we really like to enjoy making learning visible. So having this process, we'll have it while some kids will be leaving us at the end of the summer, some will be continuing in our classroom. And so that's knowledge that they can bring and share with others into the fall. So we're hoping to extend it for as long as we can.
Do you find with some of the kids that they're telling their parents about this, and are the parents also involved with this process as well, or is the parents kind of like off to the side if it were?
Well, families, everyone has different schedules and they're all different, and, they have different things going on in their lives. But we appreciate anything parents like to bring to our classroom. Children really, they enjoy telling their parents about them. I know some children in our classroom, they relate to it, like, oh, we're starting a garden at home, and this is what we're growing in our garden at home. So we're hearing about different things are growing in their gardens at home, but we have a lot of a family involvement. We had some grown-ups in our classroom helped build these garden beds, and we were very happy to get that assistance. So it's something that kind of we hope kind of trickles out into families and their interests and getting the kids involved, and it's really nice for them to build those connections together.
Are you looking to like expand these beds, or are these like the two experimental beds if it were, or what, like what's the...
These are the beds that we have. We have some more on another play yard. So for us, it's we're trying to see how it goes. Last summer we did not have much success in growing any vegetables, so this year is kind of our second time like trying to, okay, we'll do an herb garden and maybe plant some more flowers and see how that goes.
Yeah, I'm glad you said flowers, because I was gonna ask you, because one of the kids mentioned they need to make flowers at their house. So is like another thing, so is everything off the table, that it can plant anything?
Yeah, we try to make everything edible too, like so make sure everything's safe for everyone on our playground. And we're trying to do like flowers in one bed, and then all of our herbs in another.
Anything else you want to share about?
I think that's pretty much it. Yeah, we're really enjoying our gardening and getting to like understand the roots and how things grow. And it's kind of like how we see things in our classroom and growing children, same thing as kind of growing a garden. So, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.